Mystic, Connecticut, couple's alleged assault of black hotel worker caught on video. By Amy Furr on July 16, 2020. Two suspects were taken into custody and released after posting bond Monday following an alleged racist attack on a hotel worker in Mystic, Connecticut, in June. The New York Police Department, NYPD, and the United States Marshal Service arrested Philip Sarner and Emily Orbe in Brooklyn, according to NBC News. They were brought to Connecticut on Monday night and they were released at 1 a.m., the outlet said. The report continued. Sarner was charged with second-degree assault, third-degree assault, and intimidation based on bigotry and bias, according to police. His bond was set at $75,000. Orbe was charged with two counts of third-degree assault and intimidation based on bigotry and bias. Bond was set at $50,000. They are both due in court on July 23. Police had been looking for the couple following the alleged attack on 59-year-old Crystal Caldwell, who worked at the Quality Inn in Mystic. Caldwell's attorney, M. John Strafacy, said the first attack happened after Sarner called the front desk to tell her the hot water in his room was not working, then reportedly went to confront her about it, according to Fox 61. Security footage of the second incident showed Caldwell and a woman in a pink shirt getting ice from a machine when the suspects approached them. Sarner appeared to try to punch Caldwell and Orbe was seen grabbing her hair. Moments later, Sarner threw Caldwell to the ground and punched and kicked her in the head, the video showed. There were several witnesses that documented that they were the aggressors, Strafacy explained. Caldwell and the witnesses also claimed the couple yelled racial slurs during the alleged attack, according to Patch.com. Following the incident, the suspects and Caldwell were taken to separate hospitals for treatment. However, police said they were unable to monitor Sarner and Orbe at the hospital due to coronavirus restrictions, the NBC report noted. While police said they wanted to arrest the couple on the day of the attack, the couple returned to the hotel from the hospital, got in their car, and left the state, the article continued. Later, Stonington Police Chief Darren Stewart requested an external investigation into the police response and the department's policies and procedures. An independent law firm will do the review and the results will be shared with the public, the NBC report concluded.